keeps getting better.
You're in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Hi, folks. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had Kurt Southerly, who was on the show, to talk about the Maury Island UFO case, probably a hoax, and also about Kenneth Arnold. And during the course of that discussion, we mentioned a Pennsylvania-based UFO researcher named Floyd Murray, who at the time lived in Wayne, Pennsylvania. And now I heard from one of our listeners that Floyd actually died back in 2004. I'm sorry to hear that. He was really a smart guy, very dedicated UFO researcher. And he had done a lot of work trying to learn about the secrets, if there were any, of this character, Fred Lee Chrisman, who was not just one of the people involved in the Maury Island case, but years later was one of the people who was under investigation for possible involvement in the Kennedy assassination by Jim Garrison, the New Orleans district attorney. Really weird. So we're sorry to hear about Floyd, and our best to his friends and family. Too bad the news comes to us so late in the game. This week we have Chris on the road again, almost literally.
On my way back from Lake Havasu, and we're leaving Kingman.
Kingman, by the way, folks, is in Arizona. Way out in the country,
indeed.
Right? Now, you're in a moving vehicle now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's very possible you're going to disappear.
No, I think it's clear sailing pretty much the whole way, so we should be good.
Okay, that works. That works. Now, one of our subjects we're going to talk about, just very briefly, and this is an ongoing issue, of course, Mutual UFO Network has had a few changes in leadership. Not too long ago, we had a former director who talked about some unpleasant encounters with MUFON, and he left. And we had Cliff Clifford, who, of course, was the replacement international director on the Paracast. And since then, he stepped down, I guess due to family reasons, and the leadership was taken over by someone named David McDonald, and they moved all the files from MUFON to McDonald's area, which is Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay, all well and good. We wish them the best. And then, don't know if you heard this yet, but Jim Moseley is going to be talking in a forthcoming issue of Saucer Smear, that David McDonald, amongst his many pursuits in business, he runs a Mile High Club. Did you hear anything about that, Chris?
No, I haven't, but it sounds intriguing. Where do I book?
Folks, if you don't know what a Mile High Club is, just think of a couple going on a plane and having fun. Not that they don't have fun on planes now, but this is for the well-heeled.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Chris is up for it.
I remember a couple of escapades in the late 70s, early 80s it may have rated. But I guess we're going to have to wait for all the details to come out from Mosley's article, correct? How much of this has been confirmed, Gene?
Well, okay, this is, of course, based on conversations that Mosley had with our friend Lance Moody, who was a skeptic, of course. But remember also that Lance Moody...
Oh, wait a minute. This is a Lance thing?
This appears to be a Lance thing. And remember, and Lance, by the way, also was the guy who helped expose Phil Imbrogno. So it's not as if we should take this as being necessarily false.
No, I wasn't suggesting that at all. In fact, quite the opposite. I think if Lance has sunk his teeth into it, chances are it's very real.
Right.
So we're going to have to see about this. This is an intriguing development. I wonder if there are special rates for MUFON members to get their wings, so to speak.
Well, I think the only criticism would be here is not that the guy isn't allowed to make a living. And having somebody who may be independently rather well off to head MUFON may be a good thing. This way they don't have to succumb to a third party and certain demands like a guy like Robert Bigelow to fund their research. But I guess they're thinking that someone who's involved in that business, maybe, you know, it doesn't create the same air of scientific research that's essential. I don't think it's a big deal myself. I mean,
you don't think it impacts the gravitas?
I don't know. You know, that would be an interesting question. It depends on what aspects of the media go after the story, if they go after the story.
Well, I wonder if it costs extra to become a member of the Mile High Club while flying over the Bible Belt.
Yeah, well, the thing I am more interested in is whether MUFON members get a discount. That's all. What's your take on it, Chris? Do you think it could cause negative publicity?
I think it might make MUFON a little sexier, actually.
Yeah, you know, there's kind of this feeling about MUFON that it's old and staid. It consists of 65-somethings who, instead of attending the Rotary Club meetings, go to a UFO club. And we don't want that. We want to have state-of-the-art research. We want to have something where people are going to use the latest technologies to try to figure out what's going on. In any case, it's one of those things. You know, we always hope, of course, that UFO research will progress in a positive fashion, that people will take the efforts of serious researchers, and we hope that they will not consider them just wacky stories, that there's a serious reason for people to be involved in finding out what UFOs are all about. And because the international director of a UFO-related organization decides that maybe he wants to be in the business of offering people flights to have fun, that's fine. As I said, as long as it's legal, as long as he's making a living, which is pretty hard in this day and age, as most of you know, well, that's a good idea. That's okay. We can dig that. That's going to be, I guess, in a forthcoming issue of Jim Moseley's Saucer Smear magazine. And it's interesting to see how Jim will regard this subject. I think he's going to have fun with it, you know, because Jim has always talked about such things as sex and saucers. It's also fair to say that focusing on what might be the seamy side of UFO research might not attract serious scientists to the field. Maybe it does draw the wrong kind of attention, but of course, with Jim Moseley's Saucer Smear, anything goes. He'll talk about most anything related to UFOs and a lot of the side issues involving the personalities and the quirks and all that. He's going to talk about that too. So we will have to see what Jim says. The next issue of Saucer Smear. Kind of weird. Kind of fun. We don't know. Any case, we're doing here a sequel, a part two of last week's episode of the Paracast. Our guest was Nancy Talbot of BLT Research, a longtime researcher into crop circles. But she was also talking about a psychic she's been in touch with a number of years, Robert Vandenbroek, and about his very, very unusual encounters. And as you might expect, of course, when you bring up a person of that sort who does psychic readings, supposedly has seen strange things, photographed strange things, etc., etc., well, you can't expect, of course, that it's going to have, well, kind of a mixed reaction. On last week's episode, we had a little controversial point, and people are making a big deal of here, that one of the people in BLT research, the L, William Levengood, that Chris identified Levengood as a doctor. And he's not.
An oops.
Yeah, it's an oops moment, but why are they making such a big deal of it?
Well, they're looking for anything that can shoot Nancy's work down. She spent 20 years plus bringing the powers of diagnostic science to all these wonderful subjects we cover here on the Paracast, most especially the crop circle phenomenon, the unexplained livestock death phenomenon, and landing trace cases. And Nancy disassociated herself with any mention of Levengood as a doctor years and years ago, and actually put out a press release or something to that effect. And I think it's rather disingenuous of people to just be looking for any little thing that they can to knock down a whole 2 decades worth of very diligent, hard work.
That's the point right there. And besides, the text of the letter that Nancy wrote was reprinted in our forums. I guess we shouldn't just keep emphasizing this, but I think people will nitpick and look for anything. And certainly they've asked some very serious questions about Robert, and we're going to ask those questions too. So we have Nancy Talbot returning with Robert Vandenbroek. With Gene and Chris, you're in. You know, we develop trust in the people we know, but we don't really know someone we can't see. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's a simple online meeting service. It's GoToMeeting by Citrix. All it takes is a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate. You can start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. You can try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Returning with us now to the Paracast, and it sounds almost like a movie serial of the 1940s, you know, where you kind of introduce what happened before as we did in the previous segment, and then you go for episode two. We have Nancy Talbot of BLT Research. She's a longtime researcher into crop circles. And we have someone who is new to the show, but you've heard about him because we've been discussing his various experiences, Robert Vandenbroek. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You also there?
We're doing very well. It's raining a little bit in Arizona. but otherwise the weather is just great.
Okay.
Can you tell us something about where you live? Maybe give our listeners a picture what the surroundings are like so we get a sense of who you are and where you are.
Yes. I'm Robert Vandenbroek. Maybe some people know me, maybe some people don't know me. I live in the Netherlands. That's a very small country. And I live in a very quiet area, that's Hoeven. And you have there lots of nature, fields. It's a small village, and I'm born there, and I growing up there, and there also starting all my experience with other dimensions. And it was starting very early when I was young, when I was a child. I will see lots of things. I will see what I later understand, dead people and some creatures. And I will feel things. I will read minds from people. And I will think self that it was totally by everyone, that everyone was having that and that it was a normal part of the life.
Now, Robert, let me ask you a few questions about this, okay?
Yes.
How old were you when you first sensed things that seemed to be unusual?
I have a photographic memory. I remember myself that I was 3, that I was having the first experience. And that was when my parents was bringing me to bed as a little child. Then when I was go away, then I was see figures coming out the walls, standing around my bed. They was say nothing. They was only watch to me. And then I was sometimes yelling to my parents and say what I was see. And then they was saying, well, there was nothing, you know, there was nothing there. And I was sure that I was see that sort of things. And that was a very, well, late when I was grow up, then I was see more things, and then I was play play with a friend of me, and I was see that there was standing a man in the opening from the door, and then I was say, look, there is standing a man, and that friend was say, I see nothing, you know, and then I was realized from I have a problem, you know, and then my parents was going with me from institutes.
Okay, so you're 3 years old and you start seeing something, and did you understand then at all much about what you're seeing? Because obviously you're looking at it now in retrospect, years later, you're seeing, gee, I saw stuff that was really strange. Now, when you were interacting with your friends as a child, you were also seeing strange things other than the physical people.
Yes. That's true. And when I was very young, I was not realized that. Later, I was realized that. Yes.
Okay, so at that point, would it be a situation where you tell a friend, hey, do you see that person over there? And the friend says, what are you talking about?
Yes. And then I was realized, oh, my goodness, there. I was thinking on that moment, is there something good in my head? And later, now I understand that it was have something to do with my gifts. I was have a terrible childhood. I was when I was young, it was terrible for me. Yes, but now I can handle it. Yes.
Okay, terrible in the sense of children playing games with you, or playing pranks, or attacking you because of who you were. And what
No. It was for me. Very difficult that other people was not see that, and that in the beginning they was thinking that there was something not good in my head, and also psychologic people was think that, and in the beginning, and later, yeah, there was coming more understanding, and they was see that I was say things that was absolutely true. I was read minds and that sort of things.
Okay, but let me ask you about that. Did your parents take you to a psychologist or a psychiatrist to figure out what's going on?
Yes.
Okay. And what happened?
That the result was that the psychiatric people decided that I must go to a psychiatric child institute, stay there in. And that was very difficult. And they must put me in an sort of hospital. And that was terrible for me. When they was bringing me to it, I was trying to escape out the car. And every time, and around 2 weeks, I must go to home.
Okay, so Robert, you were in this hospital, and then you kept trying to escape.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I was it was a terrible time for me, and I was trying to when my parents, my father and my mother put me in the car, and they was driving with me on the highway. Then I was trying to escape. I was found terrible. I was having a very deep bond, a very deep emotional connection with my mother, and I was then 12. This very, very afraid when I must go to some other place, and it was terrible for me. I was, and then they was bring me to that isolation place, and then I must stay there for a year, and that was terrible for me. I was all the time crying and will go to home, and they was also there not understanding on that place. There was sitting childs with terrible aggression, that sort of things.
Did they attack you at all?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
So you were kind of lucky in that sense. This is a year we're talking about here, right?
Yes.
In a year you were in the hospital, so, and you kept trying to escape.
Yes.
He didn't try to physically escape from the hospital. What he tried to do was not go back to it when he would call home.
So what was set up here is that every so often he'd go home to visit his parents.
He went
and every time they'd take him back to the hospital, he was freaking out. It was just really difficult for him. Okay, now I just want to get the clarification. So let's look at the pictures so far. We have our guest, Robert Vandenbroek. He discovers what he says are unusual abilities, powers, whatever, as a child. At 12, he's taken to a psychiatric hospital for treatment and goes back home every 2 weeks to his parents. What a horrendous experience. We have Nancy Talbot with Robert Vandenbroek. We'll have more coming on the other side of
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack, attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack, attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack, attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned in to the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We return with Nancy Talbot, Robert Vandenbroek, and Robert is telling us about some pretty horrific experiences as a child. You're 12 years old, Robert. You're sent to this hospital to treat what they perceive to be psychiatric problems. Every so often you go back home to see your family, and when your parents take you back, it's really, really difficult for you. So while you were in the hospital, did they drug you up? They give you lots of medication and stuff?
Before I was going to the hospital, they was giving me very heavy medicines. That was very heavy. That was knocked me very strong out. And then there was decided that I must go to a psychiatric hospital for child, and then there was bring me there. And around the 2 weeks, I can go a weekend to home, and then Sunday evening I must go back. And it was very terrible for me. I was missing my parents so terrible. And then they was bring me there, and I was hold my mother very strong, my hands around her arms, and then they must took me away from her and bring me to my sleep room.
I understand it was very frightening for you. Now, yes. You stayed how long in this hospital? A year.
A year,
and
yes.
What happened at that year? Did you just go home? Did they decide, well, you know what, there's nothing we can do for you, that you're cured? What?
Then the miracle was happening. They was tell my parents when I was come in that hospital that I will never ever come home, that it is very terrible with me, and that they think that I must live my whole life in institutes. And it was terrible for my parents, you know, the world that was destroying their world, their future vision from me. And then I was stay there for a couple of months, and then there was a woman there, and she was working there, a nurse. And she, I was very I was very emotional. I was having very big troubles there. I was see things, I was hear things, and then I was asked on some nerves there, can I talk about, can I talk with you? And she was say, of course, I was say, I see things and feel things, and they think that I'm crazy. Is there maybe something else going on? Can that exist? And then she was asked some other nurse to come, and that was Jani Post, that is her name. And she was sitting by me, and she was say immediately, oh, you are not crazy. I feel immediately what's going on with you. And she was bring me a book from auras and from colors around people. I was see that all the time. That was exactly what I was see, the things that were standing in that book. And she was say to me, I will save you, and it's coming good. Stay in your rest. It's coming good. I will help you.
Now, let me try to understand this. This is a book that you got that helped you adjust?
The nurse understood that Robert was just unusual and brought him a book. I think it was about Curieland photography, the auras that
yes.
are around living things. Robert had never heard of this. Seeing it in a book, he then was able to realize, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I am seeing.
So you get a sense, Robert, here, that you're not alone in this world. Other people see unusual things too.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So yes. You went home at this point, at some point after this year. They decide, hey, you're cured, or did your parents just say, no, we're not going to take you back? What happened?
No, she was said that, and they that was very terrible. And I don't know how you say, Nancy, that when you when somebody they put somebody out his work that they that she is not
yes, this
them.
Woman this woman then went to some of the people, the doctors at the hospital, and made it clear that Robert was, you know, had these unusual things that she knew about, and she advocated for Robert's sanity, and they fired her.
Yes, yes, it was very terrible.
Okay, they fired her, but you got out anyway.
Yes, yes, she was a very gifted woman, and she was said that, and they, yes, she must not welcome more. Then I was stay there, and the doctors was say to my parents, listen, when you go farther with Robert in the paranormal world, you know, we stopped with everything. And my parents was afraid, you know, they was not really sure of what road they must decide.
They didn't know what to do with you because you're doing and seeing strange things. So
yes, exactly,
eventually,
exactly.
Though, they, I guess, had to learn to adjust to this. Now, did anybody else in your family have strange things happen to them?
Yeah, my grandmother was have that, and I can tell you very short how I was go away from the institute there. Then there was dying some aunt from my mother, and
right.
My mother have a nephew, and the woman, the lady, the wife from the nephew where he was married with, she was say to my parents, how is Robert doing? And I have some feeling that he is not crazy, but that he has some gifts. And, you know, that was the three time that somebody was say that I was gifted. She was saying, I have very strong feeling that I must save him. Go to Rens Hendricks. And she was come by Rens Hendricks. And that's,
who is that? Nancy, would you explain who he's referring to?
Yeah,
yes,
Rens
that's...
is he's a spiritual advisor, a very well-known and amazing man, who has been doing, I guess, readings, you would call it, Robert, readings?
He do readings and healings, yes.
Yes, and at any rate, so Robert's mother found out about this man and arranged to take Robert to Rents, which
yes.
they then did, and Rents immediately recognized that Robert, in fact, was very much like himself, and observing and seeing and experiencing these events, which Rentz, as a grown man and a man in practice for many years. And so since then...
So he would tell him to, long story short, he would explain to Robert these various abilities and what they signified, right?
He helped Robert understand them, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was very typical. When my parents was go to him with a picture from me, and Rentz was feeling that I was not self-coming. That was also not possible, and I was in the institute. And then he was helping me through the picture, and my parents was not tell when they was go to Rentz, and I was feel exactly the time and the minute when he was helping me through the picture. I was tell that to my parents, and I was shocked. I was say, that's absolutely true. We was on that moment by Rentz, and I was feel so deep, very deep, truthful love. I was get a sort of telepathic surrogate.
Okay.
Father.
I want to go through into all these abilities in more detail because we're getting them kind of muddled together, and I want to kind of separate everything. So, okay, so you're a preteen. You come out of the hospital. You meet this person who kind of helps you understand what you can do. Now, let's look at what you can do, okay, or what you say you can do. Number one is you saw strange people or people who weren't there as a child, and you interpret this as seeing dead people, right?
Yes, I'm
sorry, Robert, go ahead.
Yes, when I was a child, I was not interpreted as dead people. I was thinking that it was normal and that it was part of the deal.
You assume they're just regular people that you're seeing?
Yes. But now, later, I was understand very quick, yes, they are dead people, yes.
Well, that's a good question, too, and I know that might get more involved, and I'll have Nancy maybe intersect with this. But first, got to tell everybody, we have Nancy Talbot and Robert Vandenbroek. With Gene and Chris, you're in...
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
This is Kurt Sutherby, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We return with Nancy Talbot, Robert Vandenbroek. And Robert's been telling us about his experience as a child, and later on you learned or began to feel that the people, the strange people you were seeing that other people couldn't see, these were dead people. Now, is that because somebody told you that?
Yes. Also, and I was recognized some people, they was dead. And I was self also go, oh, okay, they are here. And it was for me very acceptable that there is life after the dead. And I was have that experience in some natural feeling.
Robert,
you know, I was not...
The presence of his deceased grandparents. And these were people, of course, that his parents had photographs of. And it was one of the ways that Robert started to realize that some of these people he saw were, in fact, deceased relatives.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, in addition to seeing deceased relatives, do they talk to you? Did they talk to you?
Yes. Sometimes there was talk. Sometimes they was saying nothing. But well, there was talk sometimes, and they was say sometimes also things that I must say, and then there was come things up in my mind, and then I was know that it was true, and sometimes they was say also many times things.
Okay, let me try to understand this a little bit further, Robert. Okay. When they talked to you, did you hear something in your mind, or did you hear what sounded like a normal person's voice?
Sometimes I was hearing really a voice in my head, and many times now when I give readings, things there is coming a very strong knowing in my head, and the energy use my mind tongue to put some image in it.
Here. So, for example, if I was sitting next to you and you're seeing these things or getting a reading, I wouldn't see anything, I wouldn't hear anything, would I?
No.
Okay,
no,
it's
no,
only
no,
you
no.
that hears this.
Yes.
Okay, this is not something that transfers to somebody else, it's you. Okay, in addition to seeing or hearing a person who is apparently not alive, what else were you able to do? You talked about reading people's minds.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
At what point did you develop that ability?
That ability was that was my whole in my whole childhood. I was see, you know, I was know when people was lying, and then I was jumping in to the people and was say, oh, he is lying, you know. I must do that, and That was very, you know, that and later I was learn to get feeling through ethic, you know, to learn to took my mouth and don't do that. And, you know, then but it was difficult, you know, it was difficult. I was see sometimes really what people was thinking. I was, I was know also what was happening in the future.
Okay, now you're saying a lot of things are coming down the pike here. Let's just try to understand them. Okay, so first of all, you feel you could feel or sense what someone's thinking. Is this something that is based on a proximity? I mean, the nearness to somebody. If you're next to them, maybe you can feel what they're feeling or thinking, or can you do this long distance?
Both, yes.
So somebody around the world who's hooked up to you by a Skype connection, network connection, maybe you can feel what they're thinking, or maybe somebody who's on the road with a cell phone, you can think what they're thinking.
Yeah, it's not that it is technical, so possible that when I walk on the street that I know everything from everybody. That's not true. But when I concentrate myself and when I'm sitting in the reading, I've learned to turn it out and on. But when I'm sitting in the reading energy.
Okay, they're near you, though. I'm saying, yeah. So for example.
Not always, Gene.
Okay, no, I understand that. But I'm saying if you're hooked into, say, Nancy, and Nancy's in Massachusetts, and you're in Europe, can you sense what she is thinking?
Yes. Sometimes, yes.
And you have to know the person first. Like, for example, you don't know me. You've known me maybe 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes. Do you know what I'm thinking?
Not on this moment, but I can, when I give you a reading, I can... It's very strong possible that I know things from you that I can absolutely not know. That I know things from you on this moment. I know things from that relatives from you, and I know things from the future from you. And I say also the readings are very proofful. That they are a very strong example from life after the death. And but it's not so. You know, I'm not an illusionist. I'm not a mentalist. You know, I'm real. I'm real.
Okay, a mentalist is somebody who is using who's using tricks. It's like the TV show The Mentalist here in America. Maybe you've heard the show.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Where somebody who's a former mentalist, just an actor or an entertainer, works as a consultant for the police because he has good insights into people. But if I ask you, for example, hey, Robert, during the course of the show, as I talk to you, would you make an effort to try to think what I'm thinking, try to sense it, and tell me what you find out? And I won't be embarrassed. If you want to suggest
Gene,
that I'm a crazy...
That's really not what we set up to do.
No, I understand, but he
Robert
says...
I think that what Robert wants to do, and what I agreed to do, was to give an overview.
No, I understand that, Nancy, but I'm asking him if he can do it. He doesn't have to do it. Okay, Nancy?
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, if he doesn't think he can do it, we're not holding him to the fire here.
No.
I raised the issue. Can he do it? And this is why, you know, it's a spontaneous show, and we are trying to find out what he can do. If he comes up and says, you know what?
Yes.
This doesn't make sense. I can't do this because I don't know this person. That's fine. I'm not putting his feet to the fire.
On something else.
Yes, but no. Listen. It is this sort of things is possible. When I get some spontaneous insight about you, I will say that. But
that's fine. That's all I'm asking. Chris, you have any questions to ask before we go on?
I was going to say that I think this is a really good mini experiment here on the show. I love it when we have interactive examples of a person's talent and insight. And Robert, if you pick up anything about me, what I'm doing, how I'm feeling or thinking, by all means, I'd be very happy to listen to that too. But let's continue on now and talk about your amazing abilities that we talked about at length with Nancy when she was on the show last week. So, Gene, where would you like to start?
Okay, let's move from sensing somebody's thinking. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, we're not holding your feet to the fire. But I thought it was fair to raise the question. Okay, other than reading someone's minds, you said something about predicting the future. To what extent can you do this?
Yes, it is coming spontaneously when I give people a reading.
Okay, what you're saying there is spontaneous, you know, it just happens.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sure.
Yes. When I give people a reading, then I get images from the future, also from the moment now, and also from the past. And
is it always that person? In other words, that person's past and future, or a general future event?
Yes, exactly.
Which one? For the person or just in general?
He didn't understand the question, Gene. Pardon? He didn't understand the question.
That's why I'm trying to explain it. Okay. Is it that person, that person's future and past, or just something in the future that might happen to anyone?
No, it's that future from that person.
Okay, yes. All right. So specific to that person.
Yes.
Okay. So give me an example of how or what you might predict. Someone comes to you. Can you give me an example of what you actually predicted about a person's future that came to pass?
Yes. I have on my website, and we translate it now. We will put a voice over. We're working on it now this week and the coming weeks. I have to set up interviews with clients, with people that was having experience with me. That was very proofful, and they tell them stories now on my website, and people can see that also. And there is coming also an English voiceover in it, and then people can hear it. But there are very strange things going on, you know, that I see things out the future, and that it is coming very, very, very clear out that I see what color of the houses that they get, what the number of the houses that they get. I see some also on health part things, body parts, things that will happening in the future.
So if somebody also gets sick, you'll know that person maybe has a heart attack or a broken leg.
Yes. And when I say go to the doctor, and then they go to the doctor, and it's all the time true. 9 from the 10 times, it's true.
Okay, I tell you what, we got to do our break now, Robert. We'll continue. We have Robert Vandenbroek, Nancy Talbot, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.